Developers in southeast Wisconsin say the yellow-striped reptile delays projects because of required protection measures. Legislators on a committee reviewing administrative rules were divided on whether the number of butler snakes are truly dwindling. Some wanted to give the DNR time to study snake numbers and places they could live. Others, like Representative Lorraine Cerati, said they sympathized with property owners frustrated by building delays. Cerati wanted to temporarily end special protection for the butler garter snake until scientific reports come in.
If we can't get a conclusive management plan in place that gives everyone clear directives as to what their requirements are, then we're going to continue to have conflict.
With a unanimous vote, the committee eventually decided to keep Butler's garter snake on Wisconsin's list of threatened species until April 15th, then reconsider the issue. DNR Division of Land Administrator Lori Ostendorf says that will give them time to identify between 10 and 20 sites where the snake could live.
What we need to do is to get agreement from local units of government, municipalities, that they want to set aside their areas for long-term management of the snake. And that's what we don't have right now, and that's what we need time to do.
If Wisconsin eventually decides to take the butler garter snake off its list of threatened species, it will be the first state to do so. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.